Whispers. Oh, my goodness. Here we are. It's Friday, and Mason Miller, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers basketball team, is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have a week's worth of basketball. Let's go back to last Friday.
Last Friday?
You remember? You weren't feeling very well.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't feeling very well.
I don't think some of your players were feeling very well.
Yeah, and that everything that's been going around right now, I mean, it's went through our team. But, I mean, luckily, we've consistently, like I think at practice a couple of days ago, we usually have about 22 guys at practice.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up getting down to, I think it was 14. So, like we were the bug, I guess both bugs have hit us. But no, we trying to think. Oh, we had the Parkview, right?
Parkview.
Yeah, Parkview. Yeah.
Parkview's pretty good.
Yes, they are. They're really good. And so kind of going back to the game, and I've been so caught up in film watching and all that. Mm-hmm. But hey, going back to last Friday night at Parkview, it was our homecoming. Parkview came in. They shot the ball extremely well against us. I mean, one thing from last year or this year that they came in on a mission. We went to their place last year and beat them on their senior night.
Yep.
So they came in on a mission.
That little guard they got, he's about 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
He's real deal.
He is. He's a real good player. They got the little point guard who's a good player too. Just quick. He gets his hands on a lot of passes. Then they got the big 6'6" kid right in the middle who's a really good athlete, who's long, who really does a good job of just making you try to make a move to try to score around him versus over the top of him.
Yeah.
But I had Parkview last Friday, and then we had this past Tuesday we had Marshfield.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, Marshfield in the Ozark Mountain Conference, you'll see them again.
Mm-hmm.
In the district, could possibly see them in the district.
They actually went north this year.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. So our district, I mean that's the one thing with Misha Sports all across the board. Mm-hmm. is you don't get your district your district teams until about 2 weeks, roughly about 2 weeks into your season.
Yeah.
But they went north. They're with Camdenton, Rolla, Jeff City, Helias. But typically, in most years, they've always been in the district with us.
Mm-hmm.
We saw them in the blue and gold, and then played them on Tuesday night.
That was kind of a game that, you know, see, I look at games in a couple different ways. One, from a broadcasting standpoint, you know, and you like a game that's got flow and mm-hmm. it moves along and, you know, there's not a lot of jump balls. There's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of turnovers. There's not a lot of stop and go, stop and mm-hmm. go, stop and go. You just like it just to flow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if it's fast, okay, or mid-tempo or slow, but just to flow.
Yeah.
That didn't have a lot of flow to it.
It didn't have a lot of flow. It was choppy at points.
Mm-hmm.
It was 53-41.
Yeah.
So it was a little slower than what we usually play this year. Couldn't really find our rhythm.
Well, and the one thing, even, you know, talking about the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic, first time, you know, these boys have been in that gym shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, you know, maybe there's been some shootouts and stuff that you've attended, mm-hmm. but it's a funky gym it's beautiful. It's uh-huh. beautiful. But down on the floor, looking at the rim, you know, it's got different lighting. You mm-hmm. know, it's got a different feel to it, and it takes time. Because I see it all the time. New players that come and play in that gym, they struggle a little bit finding their shot.
Yeah. And I'm watching other games too. I mean, there's teams that get real hot, and this is kind of, you even go back to, I've noticed this when we go over to Hammond Student Center at Missouri State. It's a different backdrop. You have, sometimes there's different rims. I mean, even though you're playing the same basketball, it's just a little different. You just got to adjust to it.
And how the noise carries, because you got people up, you know, I mean, it's just a different vibe. But now, got the win against Marshfield last night. It was another rematch of the Blue and Gold tournament, Hartville. And, you know, they're 2A school, state ranked in class two. So, I mean, they're legit.
And they defending state champs.
Yeah, defending state,
But, no, last night played Hartville. Ended up losing that game. We got down 10-2 to start the game, really to end the first quarter. Couldn't really find our flow offensively. We struggled at points, putting the ball in the hole. But overall, especially I felt like in the late third and in the fourth quarter, defensively, I felt like we were. I mean, we ended up turning Hartville over
15 times.
And Hartville's a team that I mean that's one thing about it is they do basically the same thing all the way through school, and so they know if I'm gonna get trapped here, I know I gotta get to this spot on the floor, and I'm gonna trust that my teammate knows that I'm gonna get to that spot, and there's gonna be a cut there, but we had them late, especially in the fourth quarter. We turned them over. We had some opportunities. I think we ended up cutting it to about, I think it was 8 at one point, and I think it was either late third or early fourth, and then it got to 12, and then we ended up pressing.
And that's kind of what Hartville wants.
Yes,
you know, they want, and Harlan was mentioning it, and he's right. You know, there are certain teams that a 10-point lead as a coach, as a team, you go, we're all right. Then there's teams that get a 10, 12-point lead, and you're like, look, guys, that it's different. Mm-hmm. With, you know, a Hartville having a 10-point lead is almost like, you know, 16, 17-point lead, because they can run offense. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. And then they get you into a pressing situation. Then they shoot layups.
Yep, and you get spread out on them.
Yeah,
and then you give up layups. The same time, I mean one thing we want. In those late game situations, especially if you're down 12 in the fourth, if you just sit back and just play defense, I mean you're gonna be by 12, and you got no chance.
Right.
So we want to get out and pressure them and give ourselves a chance late in the game, and ultimately we end up losing that game, and we're going to turn our focus to Mountain Grove on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday 5:30 West Plains Mountain Grove at 4:00, and we're airing all three games on the Fox 96.9 at 4:00. It'll be Liberty Marshfield at 5:30, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and then at 7, it'll be Norwood and Hartville. They played about, I think, 2 weeks ago at Norwood. Norwood won by 5. So that'll be, it'll be a good one. It's all pretty good matchups.
Yep.
You've got to see Mountain Grove play some. They're on their home floor. They shoot the ball very well at home.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And so, you know, that's something, and you know, they're a class four school. It's going to be a pretty good test.
Yes, it will. And Coach Openshaw does a really good job at Mountain Grove. He gets his kids to play hard, gets them to play defense, and he plays a lot of kids too.
Yeah, Peterson is a really good player, 22. You know, he's 6'1", maybe. 6'2", 6'1", but he plays bigger than that. You know, he'll play outside. They'll move him inside. Runs the baseline good.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And they, they want to push the ball in tempo. Mm-hmm. They want this game as close or at 70 or above as possible.
Well, and I think that will help you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Hartville really slowed it down. Mm-hmm. Marshfield dumbed it down. And I mean that with all the respect in the world, you know, and some teams, you know, it's like, man, we don't want to play their pace. They'll beat us.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to, you know, dumb it down. We need to slow it down. And I think the tempo, I think, will be much more favorable.
Oh, yes. And they play a very similar tempo, like how we want to play. We won a game up in the 60 to 70 possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure last night, I think possessions were about 50. I think it was low 50s, high 40s.
Right.
So we want a little more possessions than what we did last night. And with Mountain Grove, it's a team that is well respected in the SCA. They're always extremely competitive. Especially even going back to the Blue and Gold. Mm-hmm. I feel like almost every single year in the Blue and Gold, except for this year, they always steal a game or two, and they always play 3 to 4 days in the Blue and Gold. And always competitive. Their schedule isn't easy,
mm-hmm.
for a class four school. They're very well prepared. Let's go see if we can take care of business on Saturday.
Yeah. They played Rogersville, and of course Rogersville is going to do what they did to Mountain Grove to a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Rogersville is really, really good.
Yes, they are.
You look at Mountain Grove's schedule. I mean, it's not. You know, there are some teams that they just don't have a real strong schedule, you know, and there's others that don't have a great record, but you look at their schedule and mm-hmm. you go, oh, well, wow, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's, you know, and the competitive, but being at home is a big deal. And, of course, it's going to be a packed gym. So you West Plains Zizzer fans, it would really be a benefit to the Zizzer team if there was a lot of red and white that showed up, because I guarantee you this, there's going to be a bunch of Panther fans there.
Oh yes, especially it's an old SCA rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
It's 40 minutes down the road. It's our closest game.
That's been pretty nice.
It's been nice to get home before 10 o'clock, and then I have my son at home, and I just want to go home and just entertain him, and he's always so happy to see me. But it's a 40-minute drive down the road. We would love for West Plains Zizzer fans to go to come on out and support your Zizzers.
Yeah, again, 5:30 the tip off. Game's going to air on the Fox 96.9. Normally the Zizzers, of course, are on, you know, the home stations, KDY 102.5. But tournaments, for us, it's easier just to put everything on one station, mm-hmm. instead of hopping back around. But it ought to be a dandy one. Again, 4 o'clock is the first game, Marshfield Liberty, and then 5:30 West Plains Mountain Grove, and at 7 p.m. Norwood and Hartville. So who are you picking in that championship game?
That's a tough draw. It's two teams that see each other a lot.
Same conference.
Same conference. Most of the time, same class and same district.
Yep.
It's two really good programs, both who have won a state championship within the last four years.
Yeah, well, and the district seed, you know, Norwood, they had the DeVault kid.
Mm-hmm.
They went on a great run. And, of course, Hartville, you know, that's all you need to say is Hartville. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, you know, they win a lot. But there's a lot on this game, district seedings. Norwood beat them,
mm-hmm.
at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you beat in a neutral site by, let's say Hartville wins by 12 at a neutral site, and you're Coach Reed, when it comes time for that district seating, you're going to be screaming to the rooftops that you should be the one seed.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think if Norwood wins on the flip side, Norwood's going to guarantee themselves a one seed, but
boy, it's hard to beat somebody three times in one year.
It is. It's extremely hard. No matter what, you want a good district seed for a good draw, but at the same time, you still, in most situations, you've got to win three games. Which I don't know how many teams are in their district. I don't know if it's six, seven, or eight.
Yeah.
But if it's seven, that you really want that one seed because you kind of get that extra 2 days of prep, mm-hmm. For either that four or five seed. But still, same time, you got to win games, especially in those district tournaments. Once it becomes district time, I mean, everybody has the same record.
That's right. It's a new year.
It's a new
year. Bakersfield's in that district too.
Hey, Bakersfield's in that district. It's a good district across the board. It's a good Class 2 district.
Right on. Hey, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Mason Miller. And don't forget, Saturday, 5:30, tip-off on the Fox 96.9. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Hey, we got...